Hello and welcome into episode 4 of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. On today's show, you will get my take on the dominance of Kevin Harvick after he won at ISM Raceway in Phoenix for the third consecutive week. Is he the driver to beat in 2018? Just as Martin Truex Jr. was last season? And could this strong start by Kevin Harvick mean wins for his SHR teammates aren't that far off? Here's my thoughts as Track Talk is revving up. Kevin Harvick won for the third straight weekend on Sunday at ISM Raceway in Phoenix, Arizona. The win gave Harvick the top spot in points after losing it after last week in Vegas due to a NASCAR-issued penalty. The penalty didn't sidetrack the team. It most likely made them hungrier for another win without the cloud of a penalty. Harvick said before Sunday's race that he believed social media input from fans helped to sway NASCAR in how they handled and ultimately reacted to the infractions from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. While that's just opinion, the fact is the race winner's car always gets taken back to the NASCAR R&D Center following the initial at-track post-race inspection for all the competition's cars. It's a way to keep things on a level playing field for all the competitors, and it's at that post-race inspection at Las Vegas Motor Speedway that officials found the rear window brace wasn't attached properly, as well as side skirt infractions on the number 4 Stewart Haas Racing Ford. So some people may have loved seeing Kevin Harvick silence the haters with the win in the desert, while others may not have liked seeing the same car, driver, and team in victory lane again. But there's no denying the early season thought process of everybody who follows the sport. Harvick and his SHR team have hit their stride early, and their cars are simply freaky fast. While I think other drivers, young guns and veterans alike, will grace victory lane in the coming weeks, I believe the closer will be in the hunt for many more race wins throughout 2018. Now that I've mentioned Harvick's dominance and my belief that other drivers will be likely to challenge him throughout the year, the next question is, can his Stewart Haas Racing teammates be the ones to put up that challenge to Harvick? The short answer? Absolutely. This past weekend at Phoenix is a good starting point. As team owner Tony Stewart mentioned post-race, this is the first time the team finished with all 4 cars in the top 10 since they expanded to a 4-car team back in 2014. Clint Bowyer finished 6th, Eric Almirola 7th, and Kurt Busch ended his day in the desert in the 10th spot. Eric Almirola, the newest addition to Stewart Haas Racing, this season was oh so close to starting the year for Stewart Haas Racing with a 100% winning percentage through the first 4 races. But entering turn 3, during the final lap of overtime during this year's Daytona 500, he got spun while leading and trying to block a run that was coming from eventual Daytona 500 winner Austin Dillon. Kurt Busch has also been victorious with SHR, most notably in the 2017 Daytona 500. It's clear to those who follow the sport regularly how hard it is to win in NASCAR's top series, but I don't believe anyone would be surprised to see Kurt Busch in victory lane in 2018. The fourth SHR driver, Clint Bowyer, is in year two with the team. Although he has yet to find victory in an SHR Ford, the year two Stuart Haas driver earned 6 top 10 finishes in his first season and 13 top 10s. Bowyer came close to earning his first win for the team multiple times last year, finishing second in the spring at Bristol, as well as in June at Sonoma and the summer race at Daytona. He also scored third place finishes at Auto Club Speedway, the spring race at Texas, as well as the fall at Martinsville. Clint Bowyer finished the 2017 season outside of a playoff spot, 18th in the Cup Series standings. It'll be interesting to see if Stuart Haas Racing and Kevin Harvick specifically can keep up their dominance as the 2018 season stretches on. That'll signal the checkered flag on episode 4 of Track Talk. Join me next week as we discuss after their stop in California as NASCAR goes west.